Welcome. You're tuned in to the Truth Seeker Weekly Briefing, the alternative news rundown for the week of September 19th. On behalf of the Great Awakening Report, we're your guides for this audio recap, this deep dive into the source material that surfaced this week.
Our mission here is pretty straightforward. Look beyond the mainstream narratives, the curated stories, and synthesize what whistleblowers, citizen journalists, and independent researchers are reporting. We try to piece it together, you know, see if there's a bigger picture emerging.
Exactly. And when you look at this week's sources, you find about five key areas popping up. Health, politics, planetary stuff. Seems separate at first glance, but there's a definite thread running through them. It's this consistent challenge to established authority across the board, really. And at the same time, you see this rise of decentralized kind of sovereign alternatives. It's this dynamic of, well, collapse and awakening happening together. Okay, collapse and awakening. Let's dive into that, starting with health. The big story, really across multiple sources, was this expose on Big Pharma, highlighted on Zero Hedge via Global Research. The core argument laid out is pretty stark, that the pharmaceutical industry has, for a long time, systematically put profit above actual public health. And we're not just talking high prices, though that's part of it. The reports detail things like mass overprescription, you know, pushing drugs people might need long-term, maybe become dependent on. Also, allegations of misrepresenting clinical trial data to get approvals faster.
Right, and suppressing alternatives.
Exactly, actively suppressing natural or alternative therapies that might actually compete with their products.
And the sources really dig into the how. They argue it's not just business as usual, it's systemic. They use the term regulatory capture. Basically, the idea that agencies like the FDA, the CDC, the ones meant to protect us, become too financially intertwined or politically aligned with the industry itself.
You mean through funding or?
Yeah, funding, financial incentives, and that classic revolving door thing. People moving from regulatory bodies straight into high-paying jobs in the industry and sometimes back again. The sources claim this setup ensures policies often favor the industry, not necessarily public safety or finding actual cures.
And the media's role.
Well, the sources point out that many media outlets rely heavily on pharmaceutical advertising money, so they tend to amplify the narratives that support the industry while, you know, dissenting voices or critical research often gets ignored, marginalized, or sometimes outright censored. It creates this kind of echo chamber.
An engineered dependency, as you said, which makes the next point from the sources really interesting, this resurgence of what they call suppressed knowledge, specifically Royal Rife frequencies.
Rife. No? Yeah, for anyone unfamiliar, his work goes way back to the 1920s, 1930s. It was pretty much wiped from the mainstream medical history books.
What was his core idea?
His claim, quite revolutionary for the time, was that every pathogen, like a virus or bacterium, vibrates at a specific unique frequency. He called it its mortal oscillatory rate. And he believed, based on his research, that if you could broadcast that exact frequency using an electromagnetic device, you could shatter the pathogen. Like an opera singer breaking glass, but on a microscopic level.
Without harming healthy cells.
That was the key claim, yes. That it was specific to the pathogen. He apparently built devices, had some clinical success reported, but then, you know, the medical establishment at the time pushed back hard and his work basically vanished.
But now it's bubbling up again.
It seems so. According to the sources, you've got independent researchers, biohackers, holistic practitioners. They're looking at Rife again. They're exploring it alongside other energy-based ideas too. Things like PEMF therapy, that's pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, sound healing, scalar wave concepts.
So moving beyond just chemical interventions.
Exactly. It signifies a potential shift, doesn't it? Away from relying solely on that centralized, profit-driven pharmaceutical model. It's about exploring other options. It taps into this idea of reclaiming bodily sovereignty. If people can find non-drug ways to support their health, well, that shifts the power dynamic quite a bit away from corporations and regulators.
Okay, from bodily sovereignty, let's shift to institutional accountability. Huge news broke this week, according to the sources, regarding Dr. Anthony Fauci. Reports confirmed by FBI Director Kash Patel state that federal agents conducted a raid, specifically targeting Fauci's records.
Yeah, this is potentially massive. It could validate years of questions raised by independent researchers and the public. The reports say agents seized quite a bit. Phones, hard drives, internal communications, all apparently related to pandemic decision making.
So trying to map out how those decisions were made.
That seems to be the goal, to understand the chain of command, the advice given, the correspondence with researchers, foreign entities, NGOs, the whole network.
Now, there was also a really eyebrow-raising detail in some reports. Something about an FBI vault.
Yes, that part is intriguing. The allegation is that alongside the pandemic-related materials, a previously undisclosed FBI vault was accessed. And within that vault, the sources claim, were not just pandemic plans or surveillance notes, but also, quite unexpectedly, documents linked to other high-profile sensitive cases. Specifically, Epstein-related material was mentioned.
Wow. Okay, that's quite a mix. What are the potential implications if these reports about the seized materials hold up?
Well, if documents surface showing, say, misstatements made under oath or proof that critical information was deliberately withheld from the public, the fallout could be significant.
You mean new investigations?
Absolutely. Could trigger new congressional inquiries, maybe even criminal referrals. It essentially takes theories and concerns that were circulating in alternative circles and potentially puts them right into the official record. That would definitely accelerate calls for accountability.
But that specific claim about the vault contents, the Epstein link, should we be cautious there?
I think a degree of caution is always wise. The raid itself seems confirmed. But the specific inventory list from the vault, especially combining pandemic docs with something like Epstein material, well, it almost perfectly fits a narrative of deep interconnected institutional secrecy. It's plausible, perhaps, but also convenient for that narrative. We need to see if it gets verified. If true, though, it would imply a staggering level of controlled information across different spheres.
Right. Okay, let's pivot again, moving from the political to the planetary. Sources this week really emphasized solar activity and Earth changes as, well, maybe more than just natural events. We saw reports of increased solar flares, CMEs, coronal mass ejections hitting Earth, causing geomagnetic storms. And these often seem to coincide with unusual clusters of earthquakes, not just on the West Coast, but also the East Coast, and interestingly, the New Madrid zone.
Yeah, the New Madrid seismic zone in the Midwest is always one to watch, historically capable of huge quakes far from typical plate boundaries. And a CME, for listeners, is basically a huge blast of solar plasma and magnetic fields heading our way. Now, geophysicists see these as, you know, normal solar cycles and tectonic adjustments, but the alternative perspective highlighted in our sources is quite different.
How so?
Many independent researchers and also some spiritual communities view these events as interconnected, not just random occurrences, but part of a larger energetic shift. They talk about it as an energetic push from the cosmos, maybe accelerating changes here on Earth, including human consciousness, a catalyst, essentially.
And they link this to human effects?
Anecdotally, yes. The sources mention reports of people feeling more sensitive, experiencing unusual sleep patterns, mood swings, heightened emotions, things like that, coinciding with these solar and geomagnetic events. The idea is that the increased atmospheric ionization and electromagnetic fluctuations directly affect our own bioelectrical systems, the planet's turbulence mirroring or maybe even driving our own.
That's a fascinating perspective. But there are also very real practical concerns.
Oh, absolutely. Forget the spiritual angle for a moment. Massive CMEs pose a genuine threat to our technology. Power grids, satellites, communication systems, they're all vulnerable to strong geomagnetic storms. So the sources stress this point too. Regardless of the interpretation, preparedness is key. Emergency kits, backup power, community resilience plans. These become really important acts of self-reliance.
Got it. Okay, one more major theme this week. The way global narratives might be shifting. There was a special alert circulating about the World Economic Forum, the WEF.
Ah, yes, the potential pivot towards a global water crisis.
Right. Now, obviously, water scarcity is a real problem in many parts of the world, no denying that. But the concern raised by critics and reflected in our sources is that framing it as the next big global crisis could be a setup.
A setup for what?
For more centralized control. The argument is that this narrative creates an opening for policies like global management of water rights, maybe tiered access systems, smart metering tracking every drop. Basically, more top-down administration over a fundamental resource.
And the sources contrast this top-down approach with what's happening on the ground.
Exactly. At the same time this narrative is potentially being built, you see grassroots movements gaining steam. People pushing for local water rights, managing water as local commons, developing decentralized purification and conservation tech.
So sovereign solutions versus centralized control. It's a familiar pattern.
It seems so. The sources identified this recurring motif. Problem, panic, policy. You take a real problem like water scarcity, amplify it to create a sense of panic or urgency.
Which then justifies rolling out predetermined policies that often increase centralized oversight and benefit specific interests.
Right. And recognizing that pattern, the sources suggest, allows communities to react differently to push for transparency, defend local control, and build their own resilient systems instead of just accepting the top-down solution.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground. The pharma expose, the Fauci raid details, the solar activity, the water narrative. How does it all tie together? What's the synthesis from this week's sources?
Yeah, let's try and connect those dots.
Well, when you step back, the themes become pretty clear and consistent across these seemingly separate stories. First, you have institutional exposure. Whether it's Big Pharma's alleged capture of regulators or the potential revelations from the Fauci records, the sources suggest the curtain is being pulled back on how these centralized systems really operate. Trust is eroding.
Okay, exposure. What else?
Second, suppressed knowledge returning. The renewed interest in rife frequencies in energy medicine. It points to people actively seeking alternatives outside the established systems, particularly in health. Reclaiming that sovereignty we talked about.
Makes sense.
Third, the sources frame Earth and cosmos as catalysts. The solar storms, the quakes. They're seen not just as events, but as active forces pushing humanity towards adaptation, both energetically and practically. Forces that demand resilience.
Right, the preparedness angle. And the last piece?
The last piece is recognizing how control narratives recycle. The potential WEF water agenda looks to these sources like the same playbook used before, find a crisis, propose a centralized solution that increases control.
So the overall picture is things are shaking up.
That's the core message, yes. The Great Awakening, as these sources frame it, isn't some future event. It's happening now as these old structures face exposure and scrutiny, while simultaneously, individuals and communities are actively building and rediscovering pathways to sovereignty in health, information, resources, maybe even consciousness.
So the takeaway for someone listening is?
I think the deeper truth presented in this week's material is pretty direct. The old systems, the old world, are showing their cracks. They're unraveling in many ways. And this forces a choice, really. Do you lean into the narratives of control, often driven by fear? Or do you look towards these emerging paths of sovereignty, grounded in awareness and truth-seeking? The advice is simple. Stay aware, keep connecting the dots for yourself, and choose consciously.
A powerful note to end on. Thank you for joining us for this Truth Seeker Weekly Briefing Deep Dive. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and we'll be back next week to synthesize more alternative perspectives.